This is Erin Ruth. You're listening to the Strong Women of Celtic Music on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show 571.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and you can support the artists in this show. Please buy the music you enjoy. You will find a link to all of the artists along with showtimes and chapters for each song when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. We are enjoying the music of the women of Celtic music this week on the podcast. There are some who continue to devalue women and strip them of their rights. See the recent Supreme Court decision in the States. But this podcast believes strongly that women, too, need representation. That's why I play at least one podcast a quarter highlighting the women of Celtic music, and I'll be honest, that's not nearly enough. Fair Play is an organization based in Ireland that seeks to achieve gender balance in the production, performance, promotion, and development of Irish traditional and folk music. They advocate for equal opportunity and balanced representation for all. A recent look at the top festivals in Ireland revealed that less than a quarter of all musicians featured at festivals were women, headliners even less. And I get it. I do this feature on women in Celtic music every quarter, and that's not a lot. And I hope to increase the number of these shows to continue to highlight Celtic women, but it's a tough process with my time constraints. So if you have ideas or suggestions or want to help make something happen, please drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. And make sure you sign up for the FairPlay.com website for more information about the work they are doing. That's FairPlay, FairPlay.com. First, a big thanks to Erin Ruth, who introduced the show. You can find a link to her in the show notes. And we kicked off the show with Tallulah. That was All Hours from their album Rising. That features Kaylee Moran and Cuiva. Kaylee typically plays fiddle and vocals, and Cuiva plays Irish harp, concertina, and piano. Next up is Ohm with The Piper's Desire and Miss McLeod's from The Gold Ring. This features Amanda Coretta Hall on Borin.
made up with good clean straw and hay, and in beside the kitchen fire the jolly beggar lay.
We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, though the moonshine is bright. We'll go no more a-roving.
Oh, praise the farmer's daughter to bar the kitchen door, and there she spied the beggar arms, and to his bed he ran. Oh, bully, gently with me, sir, you wake an argued man.
We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving in the night. We'll go no more a-roving, though the moonshine is bright. We'll go no more a-roving.
Said she, are ye some gentleman the likes of Laird of Brody? He held the lassie in his arms and gave her kisses. Of beggars I be one, and beggars they be robbers also. You are quite done, done.
We'll go no more a-roving, a-roving.
waiting of the
came Avon Fair with the Jolly Beggar from Tales of Love and Adventure. That group features Andriette Redman on vocals, guitar, and percussion, Kath Green on vocals, guitar, and percussion, and Anna Marie Spallina on vocals, guitar, percussion, mandolin, ukulele, and recorders. After Avon Fair came Lissa Schneckenberger with Petronella from her album Dance, and of course she plays fiddle, and also vocals as well. Neve Dune, from her album Portraits, that was Bellaniti's Wall, and she does vocals and fiddle, and she does have a new EP that is out, and they're mostly cover songs, so I can't play them on the show, but go check it out, because they sound fantastic. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I am running low once again, so CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Next up is Jocelyn Petit and Ellen Gira with Fleur Reels from their album All It Brings. Jocelyn Petit does fiddle, step dancing, singing, and composing, and Ellen Gira is a cellist. Thank you.
the poor father's garden clinging on in the world of the sword and the lance. A girl on her knees as the world's edge fades into the brightness. God's messengers call, here they call, on the daughter of France. And I must be at the king's side. There will be no help if not from me. Across the fields of Burgundy, the voices call my name. Of saints and of soldiers they call. Of my name, Jeanne. Obscured by trouser and cap, like a sanctified shadow through the dark countryside to the court of the king. Prophecy, madness, enlightenment, no one could know. But the sovereign sent word, we would march to the
across the fields of Burgundy, the voice. Sweet Shadow and Song.
After Petite and Gira came The Chivalrous Crickets. That was Daughter of France from their self-titled album. That features Fiona Gillespie on vocals, Irish whistle, flute, percussion, and mountain dulcimer. Genevieve Gillespie does fiddle and vocals. And of course, I think it was in the last show or the one before that where someone said, you should play The Chivalrous Crickets. And I found them this summer when I was looking for Celtic bands at some of the festivals. And I was very happy to include them in the show. After The Chivalrous Crickets came The Lilies of the Midwest with Kitty O'Neill's Champion Jig from Flora. That band features Charlene Adzema with fiddle and voice, Kara Rogers on concertina, and Gene Schultz on mandolin box. Then came the Gothard Sisters with Shadow and Sun from their newest album, Dragonfly, and they actually have a new single that just came out, so I gotta get that on the show soon. That features Greta Gothard on guitar, violin, vocals, and Irish dance. Willow Gothard does violin, mandolin, Irish dance, boring, and vocals, and Solana Gothard does vocals, violin, boron, djembe, percussion, whistles, Irish dance, and ukulele. I love the band, and I love a lot of these artists, so make sure you support them if there's something that you've enjoyed so far. You can follow them however you want. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, allows us to attract new listeners, and to help our community grow. As a patron, you hear episodes before regular listeners, vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to the show. That's for as little as $1 per episode, and apparently you'll get some bonus episodes like you're going to get next month. I'll tell you about that in a moment. For higher pledges, you can also get music-only episodes, free MP3s, and standalone Celtic stories when you become a Songhenger. If you want to support the podcast with a one-off contribution, you can donate or even buy some Celtic Podcast t-shirts or other merch. Again, thank you so much for supporting the show. Thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Beth H., Sean H., and Richard N. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Go to songhenge.com. That takes you to our Patreon page. Number 2, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $25, $100. Make sure to cap how much you want to spend per month. And number 3, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Next up, we have Low Lily. This is Rock of Ages from 10,000 Days Like These. This band features Liz Simmons on guitar and vocals and Lissa Schneckenberger on fiddle and vocals.
Wanna see the rock of ages till my body gives out. Gonna read the final pages. Oh, my mother is gone. She told me I should meet her someday. Streets of gold are gonna guide me on to greet her. Round, round, I wanna go round. Wanna see the rock of ages till my body gives out. Gonna read the final pages. Sat down, he told me of the prophets Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They're gone, but not forgotten. Yeah.
Oh, they'd wrap you up. Well, you don't need much but more than a memory. Dear,
after Lo Lily came Nathan Gourley and Laura Feddersen with Allestrom's and Ned Kelly's from Brightly or Darkly. That, of course, features Laura Feddersen on fiddle. Then Gwendolyn Snowden from her album The Three Strand Braid. That was the North Star Grassmen and the Ravens. And I couldn't find the information about, outside of, you know, vocals, what other instruments she does. If you know, drop me a line, CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Then came Mary Grace Autumn Lee, who plays Hammer Dulcimer. That was Trip to Thornfield from her album Ire. And finally, Claire Cunningham is a new addition. She's going to be one of the female performers September 10th through 11th at the Middle Tennessee Highland Games and Celtic Festival in Henderson, Tennessee. I am performing there as well. If you want to join us at the games, you'll find a special link in the show notes where you can buy a ticket, but you can also come find me and get your free Irish and Celtic Music Podcast sticker. And Claire Cunningham has an album out called Dear Ireland, and that was the title track. As you might have noticed, there will be no public show next week. I will be doing some catch-up. However, there will be a bonus episode for patrons of the podcast. This episode is music only and highlights some of the best music picked by you for the Celtic Top 20 at the end of the year. If you want this bonus episode, again, you need to join the patrons on Patreon. In the meantime, vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2022. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode. episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2022 episode. Get Celtic Music News in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. And the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support so they can keep creating new music. If you heard music you loved, visit the artist website, buy CDs, digital downloads, shirts, album pins, and other merch. You can follow them on streaming and see the shows. You can support many Celtic musicians on Patreon, just like this podcast. And of course, I always appreciate it when you email artists to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. We have one final track to play. This is Lads of the Fair by Banshee in the Kitchen from their album The Last Pint. Not. It features Jill England on accordion, Kat Edmondson on guitar, Brenna Hunter on hammered dulcimer, and Chris Wilbur on bass. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful couple of weeks, and I will be back with more great music in September. Meantime, sláinte.
And weary, my trade it is the weaving in the bonny town of Leven, and we'll drink our health to the farmer dames who'll buy our cloth the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads from the forth and the cavern water, working lads and lads with gear, lads who sell you the provost's daughter, soldiers back from a German war, peddlers fray up the border, and lasses with a knife, a mare than the kite. The Tristan Fair in Falkirk. Come Georgie, hold the pony, for the path is steep and stony, and it's 3 long weeks from the Isle of Skye, and the beasts are thin and bony. We'll take a drive of the Scylla and buy ourselves a gill or two, and we'll drink to the lads who will buy our kite in Falkirk to the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads from the forth and the cavern water, working lads and lads with gears, lads who sell you the provost's daughter, soldiers back from the German war, peddlers fray up the border, and lassies with a knife from air than the kite, at the Tristan Fair in Falkirk. And I'll show ye, there's a town below ye, but you're best by here in the barn tonight, cause the watchman dinna know ye. My brother, he's a plowman, but I'm for feeling now, man, and we'll drink to the price of the harvest corn in Falkirk in the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads from the forth and the cavern water, working lads and lads with gears, lads who sell you the provost's daughter, soldiers back from German war, peddlers fray up the border, and lassies with a knife are mair than the kite, at the Tristan Fair in Falkirk. Likewise, the days of drover, and the plowboy sits on the tractor now, too high to see the clover. The worker knows say steady, but the lads are all still ready, and we'll drink to the health of the working lad in Falkirk to the morn. You can see them all, the lads of the fair, lads from the forth and the cavern water, working lads and lads with gears, lads who sell you the provost's daughter, soldiers back from the German war, lassies with a knife are mair than a kite. You can see the mother, lads of the fire, lads from the forth and the care from water, working lads and lads with gears, lads who say the provost brother, soldiers back from the German war, peddlers fray up the border, and lassies with an eye for mair than the kye at the tryst and fag in Falkirk.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was produced by Mark Gundy, Celtfather. The show was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the podcast and our mailing list. You'll find links to all the artists played in this episode. You'll get access to the Best of the Year playlist, and you will better connect with your Celtic heritage. The show is supported by patrons on Patreon. Visit songhenge.com to get episodes before regular listeners. And finally, please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Save big money when you start your next project today at Menards. Convert your current recessed lighting with energy-saving LED downlights from Fight Electric. They're bright and install easily in just minutes. They also go from regular lighting to nightlight mode with just a simple flip of a switch. Save big on all Fight lighting products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com. Save big.